Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Man. Yeah, TJ was asking about my son driving. Yeah. He's able to drive his mom's car because she has a broken leg, a broken foot.
Mm-hmm.
He's been patiently waiting to get my truck, which I've told him he's going to get. And I told him he's going to have to patiently wait a little longer because dad's a little light financially right now. And he's I need to buy a little. I'm not really ready to take on a car note yet, Kate. I need you to hold off a minute. He said, well, okay, it's fine. I can drive mom's car. All right.
He's so sweet.
Be cool. What's a car note?
Something I don't want. I haven't had one in so long. I think I paid my truck off almost 5 years ago.
It's the best feeling ever.
Yeah, and I haven't had a note since. Like I don't want a car note.
No, I'm
want
driving that. My car.
You've had that truck a lot longer than 5 years.
I've had it 10 years,
and you didn't pay it off the day you bought it.
No.
Oh,
I didn't even make a down payment.
You didn't make a down payment?
No, I did not.
Must be nice.
What's a down payment?
Get out.
Piece of whatever.
Yeah. I just found out the other day. I didn't realize this. I knew that Amanda didn't like my truck. She's not fond of it. She doesn't like it. She thinks it's ugly, and she's wrong. But I didn't realize. I thought it was just maybe because it's 10 years old or something. But turns out. She told me the very first time that she met me that she saw it, and I thought, that's an ugly truck he drives.
What's that's ugly?
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks great. I love it.
Yeah, it's so good looking.
I really don't even want to get anything new, I need to because it's got almost 240,000 miles, and yeah, my son needs something to drive.
240,000 miles?
It's got 238,000 miles on it right now.
How many miles can a car go, do you think? Like the top amount of miles?
Well, a lot of it depends on the vehicle. But I mean, in the 200, the only thing that I had recently I had to put brakes on it.
Yeah.
Well, because the last time I put brakes on it was 120,000 miles ago, and it was at 120,000 miles. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I can't complain because stuff doesn't break on it. The only thing that's broken, there's a little seal that went around one of the wheel wells that came loose because the wheel well vibrated loose, and I think it cost me $38 for them to go, and they just stuck a little bolt in there and put a new seal in it and done.
Yeah, so he beat the brakes off of it.
That's what happened.
Mine only has 80,000 miles, and I'm like, I don't want to get 100,000. I feel like that's when things start going wrong.
Not necessarily.
I hope not.
I have not had that experience with my beautiful Toyota Tundra. It's been fantastic the whole time I've had it.
There's people who have driven those trucks a million.
Yeah.
A million?
Yeah.
Miles?
They make a big deal out of it.
Wow.
But the trick is you just keep up with the maintenance and all that kind of stuff. I keep up with the maintenance regularly. For the most part, I take good care of it. But I've changed my perspective on a lot of things. Like I bought my daughter a car. That it was an 8-year-old car, I think, when I bought it, maybe 9 years old, and it had 80,000 miles on it. But the type of car it was, I talked to somebody, and they were like, dude, you're fine.
Yeah.
That car is going to, for the price you're going to get it for, that car is going to easily give her 120,000 miles. It'll go well over 200,000 miles if she takes care of it. So I've kind of changed my perspective on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, them miles ain't hurt that car.
Yeah, exactly. Those miles ain't hurt that car.
Get it comfortable.
This is crazy. And I don't think we're getting all of the story here. There's a guy named Andreas Flatten. And he gave us 2 weeks' notice back in November at Walker Luxury Auto Works in Peachtree City, Georgia. He says the owner got so upset at him that he just put his hands on his head, walked out, and disappeared for an hour. But he said the company still owed him $915, and they never sent it to him. And he wound up calling the Georgia Department of Labor to complain. And the company finally delivered his paycheck this past Friday by dumping 500 pounds of pennies covered in oil on his driveway and then put a note on it that said, F you.
What?
He says he quit the job because it was a toxic work environment.
To say the least, probably. And,
yeah. So he shoveled the pennies into his garage. And he's working on cleaning the oil off so he can cash them. It's been like $1,000 worth of pennies.
Oh, my God.
Covered in oil. So what his girlfriend put a video on the Instagram or Twitter or something of this big stack of them. And he's just got a big shovel, and he's shoveling them into a garbage can and then taking them into the garage, I guess, and dumping them out in there. But...
what is that, 90,000 or 9,000 pennies? It's $900
well, it's 100, pennies. Wait, it's 100 pennies per dollar.
Yeah, and there's $900, so 90,000.
No, yeah.
How many pounds did you say it was?
500.
500 pounds?
Oh, my God.
Of pennies?
Yeah. In oil.
They're petty. That's so, the definition of petty.
You know what, though?
But,
I was going to say, quite honestly, though, I hope the word gets out. I wouldn't, whatever the circumstances, I'm not going to that place to shop. I don't like those people now.
Well, we don't know,
I know
what he was like at work.
But he gave...
he could have been a deer the whole time.
But if his story holds up, that's two... he gave 2 weeks' notice.
Yeah.
And then they held his money and wouldn't give it to him. That's messed up.
Well, if Riggins tried to quit for whatever reason, even if it's to go on to a better job or something, I'd be the same way as his bosses were.
Petty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Petty McLean.
That'd be, how can you do this to us kind of thing? How dare you?
Mm-hmm. I know.
And I'd leave the note with a lot more than F you on it.
Yeah, well.
I'd leave him all those pennies covered in human feces.
Oh, stop.
Get that clean.
Gross.
Shovel that into your garage.
Wait until he's...
little bitch. Little quitting ass bitch.
Wait until he's taking all the pennies to the bank and then send him a picture of us urinating all over
him. You guys are the worst.
I wouldn't be upset, Riggins, if you quit. I would be like, good for you.
Yeah.
On to bigger and better things. I just got a raise.
Who's going to get Riggins' money?
That's right. Who's going to get Riggins' money?
Splitting up 10 bucks.
Yeah, that's the way it used to be when we first started in radio, Alexis. Whenever somebody would quit, that's the first question that came up. Well, okay, now what's going to happen? Now who's going to get his money? It was somebody making more money. Who's going to get that money?
That's funny.
So my wife is, she's about to leave our little suburban town and go to the airport in the big city with all of her friends. And it's her birthday weekend trip. They're going to Florida. And this morning, when I was getting ready, I saw she had her suitcase packed and in the bathroom. And I know she still had her, whatever toiletries and curling or flat, whatever she uses on her hair. She was going to have to do all that before she left. So I know she was planning on putting that stuff in this huge suitcase.
Yeah.
But I went over and I lifted the suitcase and I said, I better take that downstairs. Because that's going to be difficult for her to get down. It's heavy. So as I'm rolling it across the bedroom to take it downstairs, she wakes up. She never wakes up whenever I'm getting ready to leave. And she goes, hey, don't take that down. You don't have to take that down. I'm still going to put my toiletries and stuff in. I said, I need to take this down. It's heavy. She goes, well... okay, I guess I can, and she starts explaining then how she's going to get her toiletries downstairs to the bag if I take it down there. Okay. All right, so you're going to be taking some hair products and some makeup bags downstairs. Okay. But she goes, then she pops up. Do you think it's over 50 pounds? I said, I don't know, but it's heavy. And I'm trying not to get into a big conversation with her because she needs to go back to sleep. So I'm wondering if she even went back to sleep with that. She probably got up, went down, got a scale.
I was going to say, started laying there thinking about it.
And then thinking, okay, now how much will my flat iron weigh and how much is my makeup going to weigh? And because when I said, I don't know, but it's heavy, she goes, oh. So what's happening is all these women, they're going to be there. They get there today. And then they're coming home Sunday. All right. That's, you know, half a day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Come home. So they're going to be there 3 days, basically. And every one of them is packing because they've been laughing about it and texting each other how big their suitcases are and all the crap that they're taking. I'm like, why? Why are you? And then they're all going and getting spray tans. And it's not even going to be a beach thing, really, because the weather's going to be like in the 60s in Florida where they're going. And it's that they, you know, they just want to have, you know, they're off hat. Because I even asked her and I said, innocently, what are y'all so worried about being, you know, looking so good, taking so many things and all that stuff? And her first reaction to me was that I was criticizing women. Which I don't know where that came from.
Man, weird.
And then totally she started snapping. I go, wait, no, stop. I'm not trying to, you know, pick at you or anything. I'm genuinely interested in what it is that makes all of you so hell bent on looking your best. I mean, all going and getting their nails done and spray tan and the whole thing, and then packing all this stuff. And she goes, well, it's just that, you know, you always say that women dress for other women and they don't dress for men. I said, I'm not even talking about you dressing up for men. I'm not even asking that. And come to find out what it is, finally I got it out of her after she put her guard down.
Whoa.
It's because they're going off for a fun time and to look good and, you know, look their best. Makes them have that much more fun. It's like, even though they're not going out, because the place they're going is not a party scene. It's not like they're going to South Beach or something. Yeah. But just to be in a fun atmosphere looking their best makes them feel good.
Yeah, that's part of the fun of it.
What I think it is, I think that they're all going down there to be lesbians.
Yes.
That's what I think.
When he said, I knew that was the answer that was coming.
They're all going down there to be lesbians with one another. Yep. Because why else would they need to be so pretty just to sit around in a house with 16 women?
Lesbian.
Yeah. Has to be it.
Lesbian stuff. It's obvious.
They're all going down there to lesbian on one another.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Ha-ha!
Gotcha. Can't fool me.
That's why you bring an even number. We pair off. I bet you do.
I think my favorite part of that is they're all going down there to, and I quote, lesbian on one another.
That's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. It's just going to be a full-on, you know, housewife display of Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Lesbian and all over one another.
Macaroni in a pot.
Why else would they be doing all that?
You think they're taking a lot of pictures with each other and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. They'll be doing all that.
Do they share rooms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to with 16 people. You've got to share rooms, right?
Yeah, it's one big house. But that's a thing, too. Like the figuring out who's going to be room, because some of these women don't even know each other. You know, some of them have not even met.
Like, do they pair it off beforehand? Have they kind of already decided, or has Jody decided who's going to be rooming with who?
Yeah, I think Jody's kind of mapped it out, but yeah.
That's good.
The craziest drama on those Real Housewives shows are when they go on vacation and then it comes time to select the rooms.
Yeah.
They get so ugly.
So worked up.
And I wanted the best room. I've been here. And it becomes a full-blown, in every city. It's not like it's one group of women. They all do that.
Sprinting through the house to get rooms.
Yes.
I want to pair with her.
The moment they come in, rather than saying hello, they want to go through and run through and look at the rooms real quick because they want to make the best room.
Right. And it gets so ugly.
Because it's like a, like an eighth grade sleepaway camp.
I'm going out of town this weekend to the mountains, and it was my friend's birthday from last year, but it got postponed because of COVID, so we're going this weekend. And she sent out a group message and told us what our room arrangements were, who we were going to be with, what it was, and I was like, okay, simple. Like, whatever.
So it's already settled.
We're good. Yeah. Good to go. I am okay with it. It's your birthday. You're married. You're coming with your kids. Like, you get to pick how you want it to be.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I do know this. Jody's not going to be in the master bedroom.
What?
Yeah.
Even though it's her birthday celebration.
Yeah. Oh, but that's what she chose. That's the way she wanted it.
Who did she designate the master bedroom for?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh,
that's really nice of her.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, I'm getting the master bedroom. It's my birthday.
Right. And then the fight was on.
Yeah. That's why she didn't do it right there.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
It's still to come. It's Thursday, and that means one star strip club review.
Hey,
that's coming up.
Another thing about my wife's trip is that we're having severe weather in the area today, and I don't like it when you go to the airport and there's severe weather and all that, and then the people who work for the airline just call it weather. We're going to be delayed. We have weather in Atlanta. Weather is everywhere. It requires an adjective.
No matter what, we always have weather.
Yes. Damn it. Those little things. They're just trying to make us an uncivilized world. We got weather. It's like saying we got an attitude. Okay, is it good or bad? Ooh, she's got an attitude. Really? What kind? But anyway, she's worried that the flight's going to be messed up because of the weather and all this stuff. And she goes, well, I'll just be sitting my ass right there at that airport until they call our flight.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's already planned how much you can do now.
But again, you got 16 women. Well, it's not going to be all 16 of them because a few of them are driving over from Louisiana to Florida. But still, say you got 12 women delayed at the airport. Getting excrement faced.
Getting lit.
Because you know that's what they'll be doing.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yelling.
Mm-hmm.
Being loud.
How many of us were there that day, TJ, that we were trying to fly to Birmingham and it took, and they kept delaying, and we ended up going home at like 10 o'clock at night. We were there from like noon until 10 p.m.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So there was.
Get out.
It was you, me, Pete, Breeze Cat, Lindsay or Gwen, which one was it? Lindsay or Gwen?
Gwen
and Riggins. So okay. Six
of us.
Yeah.
Was it Birmingham we were going to?
Uh-huh.
Trying to catch a flight?
Yeah.
What did you guys do at the airport that whole time?
Got
just
drunk.
Wasted.
Yeah. And then they finally canceled the flight completely. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We had time to catch a buzz, eat, sober up, and then drove home. I got home at like 10:45, got in the bed, and we ended up, we were going to take the day, we were supposed to be doing the show from Birmingham the next day, but we ended up going home. And then, you know, up again at 3 o'clock in the morning to get to be back to do the show here before we flew there, like at right after the show.
It was fun.
We took the first flight we could get out.
But our bill at the Chili's was crazy.
Yeah, that Chili's didn't even
airport.
Anymore,
airport
Chili's. Drinking margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because originally we're going to get there in the afternoon with nothing. We had an afternoon open. So I was like, fine. Well, you know, we have a couple drinks. We'll get there.
Get the party started early.
Yeah, they'll pick us up. We don't have to drive to the airport, to the hotel, I mean, or anything. We're good. And I was like, well, it's going to take a while. We'll just sit here and keep drinking. And then at some point, I was like, you know what? We should stop because this thing might get canceled. And like 4 hours later, they canceled.
Was the weather bad?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, the mechanic didn't come that day.
Yeah.
They closed the airport movie? I don't know.
That was crazy.
But I mean, that's happened to me so many times. Like if I'm traveling by myself or if it's just Jody. One time Jody and I had to spend the Christmas Eve in the Atlanta airport because the flights kept getting delayed and canceled. And one time I was just trying to go visit my mom in Louisiana. It was somebody's funeral, obviously, or I wouldn't have been going. And I kept getting backed up and backed up. And I think I finally got there like 1 o'clock in the morning. I was supposed to be there at 2 that afternoon.
Oh, yeah. I think the worst that I've ever had, I was in flying to Vegas once for a work-related meeting. And the flight in Charlotte was late, and I had a late leaving, and I had a connection in Atlanta. We missed our Atlanta connection, and the next one they could get me on was 8 hours later. Almost 9 hours later. So I sat in the Atlanta airport for about 9 hours. And ended up, and I was supposed to be in Vegas by noon Vegas time. And I think I got there at like 10 p.m. Vegas time.
Oh, somewhere at
9:45, 10 o'clock Vegas time.
I don't think that's ever happened to me.
But I don't think that this group of women would be fighting over who got what accommodations and all of that like the Real Housewives people would.
Why?
Because if they're that type of person, they wouldn't be friends with Jody. Jody wouldn't want to be friends with them.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, because she's not, you know, believe it or not, she's spoiled and whatnot in certain areas, but she's not pretentious in any way. And that's why she's just like, I'll take this bedroom. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter to me.
Oh, that's good.
But everything she's going to be drinking is hers. You know, she always says that. Like, I'm going to be drinking my vanilla Cokes. my vanilla. I'm going to drink my vodka. I can't be drinking too much of my vodka. I'll be drinking my beer, too.
Oh, really? Will they go shopping once they get down there?
I don't know whether they'll shop.
Like, where they get all the alcohol? They're not bringing it.
Oh, you mean for that? I thought you meant just, like, going and buying clothes and stuff like that. Yeah, they'll go buy alcohol and, you know, a few groceries and things. You're not going to need the kind of groceries that 16 guys would if we were going down there. They're just, I mean, I can just eat a banana and a protein bar or something for breakfast, and then we'll go get lunch.
Yeah, that's part of it, is getting lunch.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah, so every place that they'll go in that area is probably, you know, highfalutin. And then a couple of the women that are coming from Louisiana are not highfalutin at all. Like, her sister is pure white trash.
Yeah.
So she doesn't even know how to act in a place that has, you know, real forks. Like if she goes out to eat and, you know, if it's not out of a basket, she's not going to even know how to handle herself.
Some kind of tray.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll be commenting on the tray liners. Oh, donate to this chair.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to room with her sister?
No.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think so. Her sister's bringing a friend who is a full-blown, I mean, all the personality and fun and everything of a true Cajun. that you can imagine.
How is she?
You know, like those that y'all follow on TikTok that, yeah. that cook in the yard and stuff like
Do
that.
Do you think that woman will gel with
Joey's? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Probably the life of the party.
Uh-huh. She will be. Mm-hmm. And she's the one bringing the karaoke machine.
Oh.
Oh.
Lit.
They're going to get up well-dressed for a night of karaoke in the living room. They are going to be effed up.
And she's already said. She's already said to my wife's sister, Christy. Now look, all of these girls are really skinny and all. They're not big like we are. I mean, I can't just go in there eating like a celery stalk or something. I mean, I got to take some food.
Celery stalk.
Those are all skinny women.
So they're driving over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. In a horse and buggy.
I mean, it's not a house party without a karaoke machine. Uh-uh. I bet that. Yeah. I bet those 16 women in a house having a few drinks during the day, breaking out a karaoke machine at night in the living room would be really entertaining. It would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, for about 10 minutes. And I would be ready to get the hell out of there.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
My wife's not even listening to Share Funny right now and hearing us talk about her trip, but she just sent this anyway because it happened. It just happened.
Like this, literally, without prompting from listening.
This is hilarious. Okay, first of all, the area in Florida that she's going on her girl's birthday trip is it's between Destin, Florida and Panama City, Florida. It's it's an area where they have a bunch of little towns. One of them's called Seaside. There's another one called Watercolor. If you follow Luke Bryan or Jason Aldean on social media or whatever, they both have places in this area, and they're always, you know, hanging out there. And all this stuff. So they have to fly into Panama City. That's the closest city where they can fly. One of her friends coming from Louisiana that's flying from Louisiana, his name is Debbie. And Debbie is married to a man named Dan. So Debbie and Dan. She just got this text from Debbie. Well, you're not going to believe this shit.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
I showed up for my flight this a.m., and Dan had booked my trip to Panama City, Panama.
Oh, no. Stop.
What? She said, I'm not shitting you.
Oh, my God.
I have been trying to book another flight, but as you know, Alexandria is so damn small, there's nothing. I'm probably going to drive. Ugh.
Drive to Panama City, Florida. Or
drive to where their house is there.
Yeah, you know, wherever in Florida.
That area, yeah.
So she's planning to get on a flight and be there like 2.5 hours, and now she's got to get in her car and drive
probably eight hours. Yeah.
Whoa. That's crazy.
I would love to know, did she not find out until she got to the airport?
That's what she said, yeah. It's like, I showed up for my flight this morning, and Dan had booked my trip to Panama City, Panama.
What?
Oh, my God.
Dan!
Dan!
You dumbass!
What are you doing?
You know he feels terrible.
Horrible.
I am so sorry.
I don't. He may be laughing at it. You know, his personality. Like, whoa, sorry.
You wanted to go to Panama.
I hear Panama is really pretty.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh. Book your own flight then. You know. I don't know if I'd leave that up to somebody else.
Well, I do.
That's true.
Yeah, whenever I fly, it's either booked by Jody or Adam.
It's true. It's true. I mean, me too, really.
But, yeah, that's got to be an issue with them now, right?
Sure. It's already stressful because you're probably not doing a lot of flying. And right now with COVID and stuff, you're just kind of on edge. Let me make it to the airport. Let me get to the house. Then I'll be fine. So all these things happen. She's packed, and it's like, okay, I've made it to the airport. Then to find out, oh, shit, I'm going to Panama.
And you're so – you probably have had the date circled on the calendar, so to speak. You've been excited months about it. It's going to be awesome. And you're just flying right over. I'll be right there. So what is it, 8:30 there? So she'll be there by noon?
Yeah, and it's kind of a monumental thing because, first of all, Jody has two best friends from home, and they're both coming. Debbie and Ashley. You remember Ashley?
Yep. Ace.
And she never really gets to see them very often. But when Jody turned 21, the three of them took a trip to this area in Florida for Jody's 21st birthday. So now they're going to be together there for Jody's 70th birthday.
Stop.
But so that was kind of a big deal too. So now she's having to, I don't know, could she maybe fly to maybe Shreveport, which is a bigger city, and then fly to Panama City?
At this point, it'd probably faster if she got in the car and drove to Shreveport. If she could find another flight, they could book her somewhere in Shreveport or Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but like you said, I'll probably end up driving. Good for her for not saying, you know what, I'm not going to make it. Good for her to say, oh, well, you know what, my only choice is to go out in here to the parking lot of the airport, get in my car, and start driving 8 hours.
Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing, Florida. Yeah, I'm guessing she didn't even have a car there that Dan or one of their kids dropped her off. So she got to call somebody to come back, take her back home to get her car, and then go.
I hope it's not Dan. Dan's gonna get an earful.
I hope for Dan's sake it's not Dan, because you know how horrible he's gonna feel helping her put her stuff in her car, and she's gonna just drive it away. It's like, oh, this is terrible.
Mm.
Poor Debbie, little Debbie.
You feel bad for it, yeah. You know, you're at the airport, you're all excited. You probably think, man, I'm gonna get the airport. You know what? I'm gonna treat myself to a Bloody Mary this morning at 9 o'clock before I get on that plane. It's gonna be great. Girl, I'm just relax. Maybe close my eyes, take a little nap, and next thing you know, you're trying to get home because you got an 8 hour drive.
Alone.
Oh, that's the worst part.
I
don't like driving at all. So
I would love to drive by myself. It's great.
Hey, I'm a prisoner to the highway, man. Anyway,
I have no problem driving 8 hours by myself. That would be awesome.
I'm still horse I ride.
Yeah, but she probably won't even tell him that she's upset.
Yeah. Keep it to herself. It's water under the bridge. Let it go.
You do feel bad for it. Like, you think,
of course. Is that a bigger mistake at the girlfriend or wife's expense than when Riggins didn't bring his pants to go to that wedding with his ex-girlfriend and that ultimately ended their relationship?
That's a tough one, because the wedding thing means she ends up having to go by herself to a wedding.
Mm-mm. Her parents were there. They witnessed the whole thing, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, her parents were there waiting to ride. Y'all were all riding together?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
I didn't either.
Riggins.
So when you were they there when you arrived or there when you came back from the mall when you couldn't find a party?
They were there. They were there.
Oh, shit. I don't have any pants. And, you know, you have a suit jacket and you put it on the hanger and then you put the pants on that bar that's like the bottom of the hanger. So I just didn't even look. I just grabbed the jacket thinking that the pants were on there and they weren't. And, yeah, they were there and they were waiting and everybody's ready to go. And
then they had to wait while you went to the mall.
Well, it was very quick. I mean, it took me 10 minutes to realize it was not going to be a parking spot at the mall. I drove around the mall. And there was not a single park. I know that sounds ridiculous.
The mall was right across the street from her apartment.
Yeah,
right?
She lived right next to the mall.
So you couldn't just walk?
It was too long to walk. It was like, it's like behind P.F. Chang's.
Oh, okay.
I mean, valet, so you know, yeah. Was even full?
It's like a 20-minute walk,
think about
probably.
The valet. Oh. I didn't have any
cash.
Yeah,
that mall has a valet.
I didn't have cash.
In the entire mall.
What?
Whole mall, not a parking spot.
It was not a parking spot.
Even up in the garage, like
went everywhere. It must have been around Christmas or something because it was insane. I've never seen it like that. And you know that area right around the mall, traffic is crazy and stuff, yeah. And they were wanting to go. You know, I was expecting to walk in, and we were all going to leave together. So it was a bit of a time crunch, but I did the full loop, went through the parking lot, nothing. It was terrible. I know it sounds like I was lying, but yeah. I was like, if I wanted to lie, I would have told a better lie than to show up. I wouldn't have left my place if I had no intention of going.
But, yeah, they looking back on it, though, they could have taken you and dropped you at the door.
I was just thinking that.
I know.
And you could have come right out.
So it's ultimately what I'm saying is it's their fault.
It's their fault.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't on you. That was on them.
You weren't supposed to be in that relationship anyways. That's the universe.
Yeah. It was divine intervention.
Exactly.
Yeah. God was like, nope.
Here's a sign.
Things just have a way of working out, don't they?
Exactly. So did she start giving you hell in front of them, like yelling at you and stuff?
Yeah.
And what were her parents doing?
They were silent.
What did she say?
What did she say? She's like, you forgot your pant? Like, you know, immediately goes into like mother mode. And I'm just not into getting yelled at by women, so... I shut that down real quick. I was like, well, I'll go right now. Damn. You know, been out of shape. See, to me, if somebody was like, I'll go to a wedding with you. And then last minute, they said, I can't go. I'd go, okay, well, listen, I don't want to go either. So I get it. I don't know. I just wouldn't be that bent out of shape about it. But she was.
I mean, her parents were a little sensitive.
But hadn't y'all already had some issues about her saying that you didn't want to go to hang out with her roommate anymore?
I don't recall, like, but I'm sure I did. I'm sure I said something shitty.
So her parents didn't say anything. They just tried to make themselves scarce.
I wish they would have, too, because...
They weren't going to take her your side.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay, so what were they going to say?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Say something, please. I'm the star of this relationship.
Oh, my God.
Okay? You're just in my orbit. You spin around. I am the sun. Everybody else is just in the orbit.
I mean, I get it.
So, calm down. I wouldn't have taken no shit.
I did all these years. I did not know her parents were there that entire time.
Yeah. Shut
up.
Wish they would have said something.
What were their faces like?
I don't remember.
No.
They were a non-factor. I mean, listen.
Yeah, you're just like, whatever.
I didn't have pants. I had to go get pants. Whatever your complaints were at that moment is ridiculous. I mean, unnecessary because I know I've screwed up.
So you came back after 10 minutes and you were like, I'm not going to the wedding?
No, I called her. I was like, listen, I don't know what you want to do. You're supposed to leave. You got to be there. I can't find a parking spot. You're just going to have to go probably. Okay, fine.
And you guys broke up that day?
No.
Oh, okay.
This was kind of,
what
it was probably
it?
Months later, yeah.
Got it.
It was months later.
But this is like right, the relationship was right at the top of the hill, and this is where it kind of nosed over, started that downhill.
You probably already knew some things, maybe.
I knew from the beginning.
You always know. I don't know. We always know, and then you just keep it going anyway.
I'm just not into somebody yelling at me.
I get it.
That's not fun in a relationship. Who wants to get henpecked? Not me. Listen, you're allowed to make mistakes. It's not a crime to make a mistake. And if that's what you want to, you know, it's not like I cheated on you or I was unfaithful or... You know, I knocked you around or something. I forgot my pants. So if you're gonna be that bent out of shape, listen, I could be a hell of a lot worse. Listen, all I want to do is love you and treat you like a queen and give you things and sparkly jewelry and buy you nice dinners and hang out with you. So if I'm an asshole, then I guess I'm an asshole. What do you want me to tell you? I forgot my pants. Sorry. I mean, how long are you gonna bring me over the coals
hair on fire?
Right, exactly.
Right.
You never picked at her on things ever?
Say it again?
You never picked on her about things ever? Like, kind of nagged her about anything?
No. Oh. I don't care what you do.
That's good.
Well, you cared about some things. You just didn't say anything about it. Yeah, French onion dip on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, well.
The rental house for vacation.
The rental house for vacation.
Shitty house. What do you want me to do? Yeah, I never said anything.
I forgot about that.
When she used to cut in the pan and cut up all of his pans.
Ruin my pots and pans. Yeah. But I didn't say anything. Because who wants that? But yeah, she ruined my pans. I got brand new pans for Christmas. Like I never had. It's like my first set of like real cookware. And she's like, I'm going to make dinner. Never made dinner before. And I was like, oh, great. She's like, what are you doing down there? She's like, I'm making tacos. And I come down there and she's got the ground beef in the nonstick pan and she's using a fork and knife to cut up the meat in there. I'm like, oh, yeah. And like ruined my pans. I was like,
she was not wifey material.
Not for me, not my wife.
Not for you.
She's going to make a great, she is a great wife to somebody.
Oh, she's married?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
She's pregnant.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, she still talks to my sisters-in-law.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're both assholes too. So. The three of them can kick rocks.
Cher Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Before we do the one-star strip club reviews, Dan has responded to Debbie, and Ace, you predicted how badly he would be feeling that he booked her flight not to Panama City, Florida, but to Panama. Jody just sent this. This is from Debbie. Dan told me not to be all sour about it, that I would have a lot of time to reflect on my drive there. I can tell you what I'm reflecting on. I'm reflecting on regretting letting you make my flight arrangements. That will never happen again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's not a real good thing to say. So what's he wanted to do for 8 hours? Reflect on what? Reflect on the fact that he screwed up her flight plans?
Reflect on how much fun she's going to have when she gets there. I don't know.
So there's nothing she can do and she has to now take off and drive.
Yeah.
Instead of being there at like 11:30 in the morning, she's going to be there about 6 o'clock in the evening.
Oof. At least she shows up, you know?
Yeah.
Showing up. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, well, she's missed. But the worst
that's
part, parenting. Though, is... Yeah.
Parenting. Half of it is just showing up.
Yeah, but the worst part, though, is not getting there. The worst part now is Sunday morning, having to wake up
and
drive home.
Probably hanged over.
Probably.
And now you want to get away much earlier, so you'll get home at a decent hour.
God, that's going to suck. I didn't even think about the coming back part.
Coming
that's
back.
Gonna suck.
So now you got to leave by 9 if you want to be back by 5. Everybody else rolls up to the airport at 11. They're on a flight at noon. They're home by 2.
They've been partying all weekend. That's always the worst part, coming back.
Yep.
God.
Okay, so it is Thursday, and it is one-star strip club review time.
Yeah, we got some good ones today.
Okay.
If you're not familiar, we find real one-star strip club reviews from across this great nation of ours. And these are real. You can go find them on the internet yourselves. And we will start in Reno, Nevada.
Nevada?
Nevada, at Wild Orchid Gentlemen's Club, where Dave R. gave a one-star review, said, there's only one big old bitch shaped like SpongeBob. Oh, no. One star. So,
oh, that was the whole review.
Yeah.
There's only one big old bitch shaped
big
like
SpongeBob. Big old bitch shaped like SpongeBob.
That's not good.
Like a square.
A whole square.
Yeah. There was another one from a guy named Daddy Lopez. Oh. He said, Bree was riding my crotch so hard. But anyway, everything was cool, but two stars. So I guess that was more just constructive criticism.
You rode my crotch a little too hard.
You just were going after it. Then we'll head out to Green Bay, Wisconsin. I don't believe we've had one from Green Bay, Wisconsin, at the Oval Office Gentlemen's Club, where a former employee leaves a one-star review. And her name is Alexis, Anonymous Alexis. I don't know if she knows how anonymous works. Anonymous Alexis says, one of my last nights dancing there, I was physically assaulted by the DJ, Jeff, because I told him I couldn't work the next day. He started screaming at me in front of 20 other dancers, and when I tried to walk away, he grabbed me by my shoulder, turned me around, while another one of the dancers screamed, beat her ass, Jeff!
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm hoping that's not true.
I thought maybe one of the other dancers would take up for her and make sure Jeff didn't harm her, but nope. I was
your ass, Jeff!
Also, why is the DJ in charge of that? That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, multitask. Got it.
He has a lot of jobs.
It's a strip club in Green Bay. Everybody's got to have other jobs.
He's probably the manager and thinks he's a good DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably what that is.
Mm-hmm. We can head back out west to Las Vegas at Treasures Gentlemen's Club. Stephen Morty left a one-star review. He said, I had two girls tell me to go to the VIP room with them for $200. So as soon as I paid them, we go back there, and they didn't even dance or anything. They just begged me for $400 more. I told them no and just left. Very bad experience. Two Cuban girls.
So if you go in there, watch out for the two Cuban girls.
They're working together.
Man, $200?
Yeah, and then they just asked him for $400 more. He's like, well, I just paid you $200. Damn. Then we can go to Texas J's Gentlemen's Club, which is actually in Minnesota, I believe. Matt says, I lost my hat. There's no hat rule when you walk in. That's fine. But each hat is assigned to a number that's given to the owner of the hat. I returned with that number and my hat was gone. How is that possible? I have no idea. But as soon as I brought it up, they got very belligerent with me. Just piss poor customer service.
I wonder what kind of hat.
I don't know, but he's very pissed off.
Yeah, why did you wear a hat? I'm thinking it's like a fedora. That's what maybe. I pictured. And a hat check. That's fancy.
Yeah, they didn't like that at all. And then we can stay there at Texas J's.
Oh, Texas J's has more than one one-star review.
Tim Welchman says, I went there in August of 2019. Total waste of time. The dancers never got topless. All the dancers were sitting at the bar doing nothing. We were there for an hour and a half, and I didn't see one titty. So, I mean, I can kind of get that. You can go to a strip club. You don't see one titty.
Yeah, you don't
want to
just go in there and mingle.
Yeah, right.
Making small talk.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of my favorites of all time actually comes from a city close to the Mothership Market of Charlotte in Hickory, North Carolina, a place called The Playhouse. This is pretty short. A one-star review from a guy named James Moore. He said, stay away. Watered down alcohol and the dancers had scars. One girl asked me if I had a pain pill.
Oh, my God.
And I imagine she has just like that dude. Like, yeah, you had a pain pill.
Oh, Lord. Good old Hickory, North Carolina.
It's $40 for a lap dance, unless you got a pain pill.
You got a pain pill. We
then
can do a
20.
Little swap.
Yeah,
I got
20.
A feeling that she's not talking about ibuprofen. Yeah. Like,
oh, wait. Are you in pain?
No. Why you ask?
No.
I don't even care that they would have scars. Like, that doesn't. Not there to.
Yeah. Well, it depends on where the scar is.
Okay, fair. Oh, yeah. I see, like, a C-section scar.
Well, I mean, that even that's not that bad. I mean, but. You know, if it's a knife wound,
well,
and how fresh is the scar?
Ooh.
Yeah. Good point.
Stitches are still fresh.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah.
She does want a little dance. Them stitches opened up. It's not a good time.
Maybe not.
Yeah. What do you call? Ace, what do you call that? When women give birth and they do that snip where they cut them open a little bit.
I don't know what it's called.
And they sew it back up.
Yeah, episiotomy.
Yeah.
Say it again. Episiotomy?
Episiotomy.
Yeah, okay. If they've still got the stitches from that.
I
don't think that would be sexy.
Oh.
You know, in between songs, they're having to go backstage and sit on a donut.
Yeah, well.
Or worse.
An ice pack.
You get a lap dance that you put the donut on your lap and she sits on the donut.
We're like, this is not a vibe.
What are we doing with this?
Oh, man.
As soon as this Tapow song's over with, I got to go get a sitz bath.
Tapow.
Get a little bit of hot head soul.
Yeah. My ass is burning.
Weird.
But still, naked is naked.
Naked, right.
I'm there. Right. I mean, you know.
Boobies. I don't care about no damn scars. Who cares?
So that's all you go to a script club ring and that's all you look at is just the boobs. You don't look at, you just like framed in on the. On the boobs.
Yeah, I don't care.
What if the scars were on the boobs?
I don't know. I mean, it depends. Do they get fake boobs and there's a scar? I mean, that I could get down with. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
What if it came from Jeff the DJ?
Yeah. Well, got this from Jeff.
There's a lady here that says, it's C-section scars and muffin tops. People talk about them all the time. I'm from there and always heard, stay away, LOL.
Oh, well. That wouldn't... I don't mind a little muffin top.
Yeah. And you know what? She asks you for a pain pill. Tell her no. I don't have one. Sorry. And then you move on.
Yeah, it's not
it's like going to ruin my night if she asks me for a pain pill.
It's not going to ruin my experience.
No, I don't have one. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I don't have one.
Okay.
Just took my last one.
Yeah, right.
The hat check girl took it.
The hat check
girl. She's flying high now.
Fresh out.
I don't have it, but whoever's got my hat's got it. It was tucked away in there. Good hiding spot.
But I wonder how many times somebody has said yes to that question.
Yeah.
And given her a pain pill.
Just a loose pill in your jeans pocket.
It's just
like, here you go.
$8.
Yeah. It's got like denim traces on it. It's
lint.
Like, yeah. Oh, gross.
That'll be $8.
Mm-hmm. This guy said, I've been there. In my younger years, and every time I went, there was always one pregnant woman. She'd always sit down beside us and say, my feet hurt.
Yeah.
That wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, I bet they
are. Pregnant dancer.
Yeah. Oh, you've got a little one on the way.
Hey, man, at least I know she's safe if we get down to it.
Oh, my God.
I'm like a hurting baby, am I?
What's she going to do, get pregnant again?
Exactly. It's the safest person to hook up with, probably.
Yeah. A pregnant stripper? Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Asking for pain pills?
What could possibly be wrong with that?
Well, I do, but I'm going to have to see your prescription.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.